morning, everybody. It's just Alan this morning. Robin and I had a good day yesterday. We got out of the house for a couple of hours and enjoyed the day. And somewhere along the line yesterday, Robin's vertebrae went out in her neck and caused a lot of pain and a lot of consternation. And she's resting. So that is that. So she will be with us hopefully next week. And along with that, we're going to actually delay giving away the fishing tackle package from High Tide Tackle and Tackle Box Tim Sherman because of that, so Robin can participate. So that will be next Saturday. And next Saturday, we're not going to penalize everybody. You can enter both contests if you haven't so far. And you can be written up for June and also July with one phone call. Considered for June and July with one phone call. And that would be next Saturday we'll start that and give away the fish and tackle package. But today you can sign up if you prefer at 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. You see, WCBM 680, that's the call letters at the station, WCBM, that you're listening to, and 680 is its location on your AM radio dial. So the phone number cleverly translates to 922-6680, 410-922-6680. When I lived in West Baltimore for 30 years, my phone number was 922-6680. Whatever it was, but 922 Exchange is that for the radio station there in Pikesville. That's the number it's always been since I've been on the air for almost 35 years now, and that's what the number will hopefully continue to be. Makes it easy for everybody to remember. Just hit those letters on my keypad on my phone, and you can come right into the radio station. How about that? How about that? Here we are, last Saturday of June. Some of the longest days of summer are upon us. Getting daylight earlier, and that means the rooster across the fence continues to crow at an early time during the morning, and then in the evening it stays light longer. So that's kind of a cool thing. If you're enjoying your summer, if you're out there enjoying the outdoors, a fishing trip, you can stay out a little bit later and have enough light to see what you're doing. So the big news this week was announced. Of course, it's certainly been and not a secret that hunting licenses were going up. The General Assembly approved the increase in the hunting license fees, and the regular full-season license, ages 16 to 64, went from $24.50 to $35, not an outrageous increase. The senior license for 65 and older, or turning 65 in the current calendar year, is $5. Junior licenses are $15. Apprentice license went to $15. And then the archery stamp, the muzzleloader stamp remain stable at $6 a piece. A $10 Sika deer stamp was added. The bonus antler deer stamp remains at $10. The Maryland migratory game bird stamp went to $15. The federal duck stamp is $27. And most of the other permits stayed the same, except for the group fur bear permit that went to $50. And this, in case you're wondering what a group fur bear permit is, it used to be $10 for the fox chasers. You know, hunting is considered a pursuit, whether the game is killed or not. So the fox chasers, the horseback people, the dog people, with 50 dogs and 50 horses and 50 riders, only have to pay a group permit to do a fox hunt, to do as many fox hunts as they want annually for $50. So does that mean that that fox chasing is considered hunting, and these people should have written permission to enter the properties that they enter? Should they be required to have a hunting license? Me thinks so. General Assembly doesn't. But what are your opinions? Should the fox chasers be required to have an individual hunting license and pay their $35 apiece to chase those foxes all over the landscape? And should they be required, like I am, to have written permission to enter property that the fox happens to run onto, being pursued by the galloping horses and the howling dogs? I'd like to hear from you on that. Regulated shooting area is still $6. Retriever training permit is $5. And a valid hunting license or hunter safety certification is required to train your dog. And the snow goose conservation order hunting permit stays the same at $5. So, we talked about this early on. There's an article, actually, in the spring issue of the Maryland Hunting Quarterly, which is still available online, even though the summer issue has been posted. If you go to the if you go to the MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com, that's MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com website, and click on past issues, the entire spring issue is available there, is posted there, and you can read all about the process of how the hunting license fee increase came about. And it's very simple. It's very simple. The bill was Senate Bill 327, was entitled the Hunting, Wildlife Conservation, and Outdoor Recreation Funding, Promotion, Management, Licenses, Permits, and Stamps. And we will talk further about that. Let's see. I'm getting a text here. Oh. My friend said I sound a bit distorted on the radio. Aaron, anything you can do about sounding distorted? Okay, well, I turned my little button down here too. How's that? Is that better? All right, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. So, but before we get into that, I got a couple of shout-outs. We know up there in Boston, heading to the Boston airport, we have our buddy John and his son Gabriel this morning. So we want to say good morning, Gabriel, and welcome to the Outdoors and Radio Show. We know Dad's a regular listener, and we want to, you know, shout out to you guys up there since you decided that you would like to hear from the Outdoors and Radio Show. So we'll say howdy up there in Boston to John and Gabriel. How about that? I want to shout out to Spurry's Auto Repair, Spurry's Tire Repair here, in Tire Service here in Easton, for replacing all my tire pressure sensors this week. And that prevented a light from going on. And I had an unrelated auto issue while I was on the road this week up in Frederick County, and stopped by a little auto repair shop in Keymar, next to Keymar Outdoors, which is one of my customers up there. Keymar Outdoors is a motor repair shop. He's got some fishing tackle and some firearms in there. And right next door, in almost the same lot, is Keymar Auto Repair, owned by Maurice Fowler. And Maurice helped me out in a little bit of a spot. So shout out to Maurice Fowler and Keymar Auto Repair. Also shout out to a young lady that helped me out yesterday. During COVID and prior, since my hair is not that long or not that complicated to cut, I've been cutting my own hair for many, many years. I changed razors. I bought a new razor that has an adjustable comb on it. You can adjust the cut, you know. And I was never happy with it. And yesterday I decided to cut my hair in the morning. And, well, long story short, the little flexible comb made a irregular cut. And I wasn't happy. I tried to fix it up and down with the comb and all that stuff, and it just didn't work out. So I want to say thanks to Carly at Sports Cuts for straightening me out. I have way less hair today than I did yesterday, but I like it. I like it. It's a number 1.5 blade, which means that my hair is 3/16 of an inch long all over my head, and I like it. It's cool. It's very, very different, but I like it. So thanks, Carly, for helping me out. So there's a few shout-outs to everybody on the radio. And, hey, good morning, Captain Dawn. I see you're on the secret spot known only to you and hundreds of other folks out there in the bay doing some crabbing this morning. I'm sure you'll do well. Now, the number here is 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. If you'd like to have a comment on the hunting license fee increase, we'd love to talk about that. We have to talk about our sponsors, though. First of all, we'll get into the reasons for the hunting license increase here in a minute. But if you'd like to go online during commercials and visit Maryland Hunting Quarterly, click on Past Issues and join me on page 11 of an article written by Bill Miles called Annapolis Supports Hunting. That's very unusual anyway. You'll be able to read why this bill was necessary and how it all came about. But right now it's time for me to talk to you about backyard billies. You know, I mentioned the long days. That means more time out in the yard with your family and your friends, more crab feasts, more family reunions, more times around the picnic table just having a good time, enjoying a fire ring or a fire pit, some barbecue. Why not? The place to make your backyard even more fun than it is Backyard Billy's. There's the rooster. Tremendous selection of colorful poly and hardwood outdoor and patio furniture, tables and chairs in every kind of pattern that you can imagine. Those great Adirondack chairs in 300 of them in stock. They rock, they turn, they twist, they recline, you know, or you can just sit in them, you know, and be comfortable. You can see all that from Route 50 at Exit 44 in Kent Island in Backyard Billy's backyard. There's gym sets and tiki bars and pergolas and one of those things, gazebos, I can never remember that, and all kinds of sheds and greenhouses and even dog kennels, chicken coops, so much for your backyard with free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. And inside the showroom, the barbecue grills, the Traeger, the Big Green Egg, the Kamado Joe, the Memphis, a tremendous assortment of outdoor fire rings and pits. You can check the garden decorations out, the furniture for any lifestyle theme and budget. Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. BackyardBillies.com is website, 410-827-4500, 827-4500, open 7 days a week, Route 50, Exit 44, Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bed Liners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bed liner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex bed liner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Well, I was at Clyde Sports Shop the other day, said hi to Mike, and walked around a little bit, see what was new and what was exciting, and I looked at the Browning firearms, which I always do, and browsed the crabbing department a little bit. I saw the trot lines there and the open-top crab traps, the low-profile Pasadena-style crab traps, Took a look up on the shelf and saw the steamer pots and crab seasoning. And they have everything in the world you need for crabbing. Fishing, I looked at some rod and reel combinations. I looked at some fishing lures. I explored a little terminal tackle. I didn't get into the live bait, but I will tell you that Clyde's has a great selection of live bait and frozen bait and minnows for crabbing, for fishing, and even those big salties for the giant snakeheads and the big bass and whatever you want to use those big salty minnows for. They're pretty good-sized minnows. I mean, they're like 4 or 5 inches long, big, thick bodies on them. Look kind of like a white perch. So if you're going after big fish, like big catfish or something like that, they're superb bait. Big salties is what they're called. At Clyde Sport Shop, all that, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit. Number 9, phone number there, 410-242-6108. That's 410-242-6108 for Clyde Sport Shop. Website, ClydeSports.com. Two S's in the middle. They're open 7 days a week. You'll be glad you went to Clyde's Sport Shop. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Just a good old boys, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, lightening the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will. Making their way, the only way they know how. Well, that's just a little bit more than the law will allow.
All right, there you go. Good old boys. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. So, we read this article, and of course I was aware of this going on back in the General Assembly. But here's what the bill had proposed and has now passed. A fee increase. Not since 1989 has there been a hunting license fee increase in Maryland. 1989, 35 years. According to the last 10 years alone, the last 10 years. Now listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. If you understand the American model of conservation funding, which I've explained here many times, and I'll explain it again today if you need me to. All right. Maryland has forgone over $100 million left on the table in federal matching dollars. Why? Because our fee structure wasn't where it should have been. Can you imagine what kind of loss that means in terms of enhanced wildlife management, research, habitat improvement? How about the fact that expanded portfolio of lands managed by Maryland's Wildlife and Heritage Service has increased from 40,000 in 2000 to nearly 130,000 acres today? What business can stay afloat without an operating revenue increase in 34 consecutive years? I mean, the staff has suffered. Wildlife research has suffered. Habitat management has suffered. Not enough people, because there's not enough money to hire more people. What kind of wildlife projects do people want? Oh, I think there ought to be a sick of deer survey. Okay, Where's the money coming from? Where's the money coming from? Oh, well, we gotta depend on private enterprise to do that. Well, don't you get millions of dollars from the federal government? Well, yeah. All total, the estimated increase in special fund revenues, and special funds denote those dollars derived from hunting license and stamp sales as compared to general funds, which are taxpayer dollars, will approximate $9 million, which is $2.2 million in special funds and $6.6 million federal funds. If approved, the Wildlife Heritage Service will have what it needs in its compliance with the statutory mandate. Okay. Now, Sunday waterfowl hunting was included in this bill. It was amended out. Guides and outfitters on Maryland's eastern shore formed their own little group, hired a lobbyist, and lobbied against Sunday waterfowl hunting. More lands for public hunting was included in this bill. Not just a hunting fee increase, more lands for public hunting. The bill provides for additional dollars to increase state-owned lands for public hunting. Yep. The bill creates a wildlife conservation education and outreach program. DNR would have a new program to expand its educational outreach to the citizenry about the attendant benefits on wildlife conservation and hunting, also known as tradition and legacy of hunting in the great state. Sorely lacking in that department. That's what this radio show does. Is chose to educate people about the benefits of conservation and hunting and the benefits to all Marylanders and the benefits reaped by hunters who pay to play. We pay our own way. We are the first conservationist hunters. The bill also established a sick a deer stamp. $10 for residents, $25 for non-residents. Sick a deer being aggressively hunted, especially by non-residents. More needs to be learned about this unique species, and dollars derived from the stamp will help facilitate such an understanding. And then also included in the bill is a deer impact study. The bill would require that DNR and MDA work out a strategy to better control Maryland's burgeoning deer population, Maryland Department of Agriculture. That's pretty much the bill in a nutshell. There's one constant in Annapolis. There's always opposition. So there you go. This bill was promoted by Hunters of Maryland. And believe it or not, through incredible odds, the bill was passed in the halls of Annapolis and is now signed into law. And you're going to pay a little more. I'm going to pay a little bit more. But the benefits far outseed the $9. Look, $9. I get two cups of coffee a day. It cost me $4.33 to get my coffee in the morning. Okay? In 2 days, I've paid for my hunting license increase. If you put it in perspective, a friend of mine called me. He said, "You have a 450 Marlin." I said, "Yeah." He said, "I just found some ammo for my 450 at a gun show." I said, "Great." "No," he said, "it's $80 a box." You got turkey hunters out there willing to pay $70 to $80 for 5 shells to hunt turkeys. Nobody complains about that. Oh, you might complain about it, but guess what? You want to hunt a turkey with that particular round? You'll pay the price. And yet, my God. Good gravy, $9 increase for a hunting license. I don't know how we'll make it through the year. I mean, this is some of the conversation online. It's laughable. Laughable. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. I'd like to hear your comments on all that, everything I've just said. Let's see. Ray in Baltimore. Good morning, Ray. How are you?
Good morning, Alan.
What's going on, buddy?
Well, let's see. I got a lesson that came to me the hard way.
Uh-oh.
It's in reference to falling.
And okay.
Just recently, I've fallen twice right at home, and I broke my ribs on my left side.
And then
I turned around after doing that. I broke my ribs on the right side, so I'm pretty laid up for a while.
Not doing a lot of typing, huh?
What's that?
Not doing a lot of typing these days.
No, and coughing just about killed me.
Oh, but, my gosh, I know. I've been there.
But anyway, so be it. But that, I usually tell jokes about my friend Joe Koska, and last time I told you about the with the skin diving suit on. And
yeah, I remember.
But this time, it's my turn.
And, okay.
And we're going to put it on me. And a few years back, I'd say, I don't know, 15 years back, I like the pheasant hunt.
Yeah.
And I was in Pennsylvania, and I heard this moaning down in a thicket, all right? And the thicket was growing out of a crevice, all right, and between these fields. And I heard this moaning down there, and I was hunting with my friend, Bill, who is hearing impaired. This is important. So I hear this moaning, and I look down in this hole, and way down in there is a man down in there. He had fallen down in there earlier during the day. So what I did, I had my dog and all with me. The dog didn't do anything. So I got down in that crevice with him, and first he was down there with the safety off of his gun.
Oh, okay.
And I grabbed the gun, and I put the safety on, and I got that out of the hole. Now, this guy was a heavyweight, and I was not. And it took me probably a half hour to get him up out of that hole. And once I got him out of the hole, of course, he had soiled himself and everything, you know. And so I tried to stand him up, which gave me a hernia doing it. And so I got him up, and then he couldn't stand up. He flopped back, right? And so finally I get my friend Bill, and we get the guy standing up, and enough that he can stand, and now he can walk. So he's walking. We're in Pennsylvania, and he's walking down to his car, going to go. So I give him this great advice. Now watch this advice. I call it what comes back to haunt you.
Yeah.
So I say to him, Mister, you're getting a little up there. If I was you, I'd always take somebody hunting with me. Don't go alone like that. All right? So that was the end of that. So the years go on, and little did I know that one day I'd be starting getting older. All right?
Little did you know, huh?
I couldn't believe a good-looking guy like myself could actually get older.
Ah.
And during that time, I had a hip replaced, had my knee replaced twice, I got six screws in the left foot, my left shoulder's been replaced twice, and a whole bunch of operations. But I walked tall and looked pretty, all right?
I can tell.
So we were pheasant hunting this last season, and with my hard-hearing friend Bill. So he was on one side of the hedgerow, and I was on the other. And with my right foot, I stepped on we'll call it a weed or some sort of snarly thing, that held it down with my right foot, and my left foot that I just got operated on, which not so strong, that guy caught underneath of it, and it threw me. And I went right down in a hedgerow that had a gully in it, and I rolled down that thing, and there I was. But I got all caught up in stickers down in there, and I couldn't get free. And I struggled and struggled. And, of course, the safety was on my gun. And I pushed that up out of the hole. And I was laying on my operated thigh, and I couldn't get off of it. I couldn't get out of the sticker. Well, I worked my way finally out of it, and I was cut to ribbons. So I got out of that thing. And when I finally got out of it, here came a man and his son walking past me. And I said, well, I said, yeah, I just fell down that hole. I mean, you know.
That's great.
Big deal to them, you know.
Yeah.
So finally, a half hour later, and I've been shouting for my hard hearing friend. He wears hearing aids. All right. Finally, I met up with him at the end of the road. And I said, Bill, I just fell down that hole, man. He says, well, how do you feel? I said, I'm done hunting for today.
Yeah, I would imagine.
I was so wore out. And I mean, totally physically expended.
Yep.
So the point is, if you're young or you're old, always try to go hunting with a friend, with another person, because you can never know what's going to happen to you. And had I not come along, well, that fellow that was down that hole, he had been down there for hours.
Yeah.
And nobody would have known it. And anyway, that's the lesson for today for me. And it makes
all right,
me
buddy.
Like the idiot. And always, look to teach yourself to always have a safety on that gun. You got plenty of time to push it off. So
that is true.
That's it for today, and I don't know.
All right, Rick.
I don't know if Robin's
no,
here
she,
today, but
she is not. She's not. Okay. She's not. Not with us today. But we appreciate the call.
I wish you well, and I wish them well. I'll think of some other silly story, and I'll get back.
All right, buddy. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend. There goes Ray. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning to our buddy Glenn in Chestertown. How are you, Glenn?
Okay, I guess.
Yeah?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I haven't as yet had any happenings like that guy did.
No, he's had quite an adventurous time, hasn't he? No question.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. I mean, walking along with his wag hunting or something or going at the deer stand or something, you know what I mean? They have a little trip, fall down, but get right back up practically and get on.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I've never been down in no hole or anything.
No. I've never been down in a hole, but I will tell you, I have had a few slips and falls out there in the deer woods. They're not fun. And one of the worst ones was I was hunting in Howard County on the management program out there years ago. Snow on the ground. Well, not so many years ago. Snow on the ground, and you had to carry in your own tree stand. So I had my climbing tree stand on my back and walking through 4 or 5 inches of snow. And there was always brush laying across the trail where you walked in, and I stepped on a log or maybe stuck my foot under it. I can't remember, but it wasn't a very big thing that you could see under the snow. But, you know, your flashlight's out ahead of you, your headlamp or whatever, so your vision is not – it's pitch dark.
Yeah.
Well, I tripped on this thing, root, log, stick, whatever it was, and I pitched forward. And I was okay, but the tree stand weighs 20-some pounds. It has the rungs across our angle iron or you know, aluminum angle and to keep your feet from slipping. And the only thing I remember is those three steps hit me on the back of the head as that stand slid forward when I fell. Bong, bong, bong. I thought I was knocked out for a second. I might have been, but it's like, well, let's see. Is everything intact? Yep. Fingers move, toes move, legs, arms, everything's fine. Neck's good. Head hurts a little, but got back up and went in the deer stand. But yeah, it's, yeah. And that was one of the memorable falls I've had while hunting. So never fell out of a tree stand. Don't want to do that.
So. I never had either.
Yep. So, yeah, exactly. But we had a fellow down at on the Sycadeer Ranch where I hunt. Fellow has, you know, he had a safety harness on. He's a lineman for, he does, you know, pole work anyway. So he was all strapped up, and he climbed a tree, and he sat down on a on the edge of a bow stand, or he stood up on the edge of the bow stand, and the steel cables on that tree stand, they're not that thick, you know, both failed simultaneously, and the stand dropped right out from underneath him, and there he hung. Was fortunately, like I said, he was strapped around the tree. He knew how to use his harness, and he was fine. He was able to shinny down the tree, but that led to every stand on the property, every bow stand on the property, being not only being inspected but being replaced. And you know that you have to maintain your stuff. You know, I've heard more people say, you know, oh, my strap failed. You know, my winch strap failed. It was rotten. It was grown into the tree, or I hadn't checked it in a year or two. Well, I will tell you, it's good to replace those straps on your stand. It's good to go out and inspect your stand before the first day of hunting season. That's not the day to do it.
Yeah, so
we turned the hunting license fee increase discussion into one about safety. So that's always a good thing. Well, look, might see you next weekend over there at Farmer and Thresherman's in or whatever it's called over there. Maybe at the tractor pool on the 4th of July weekend.
Fourth of July
weekend, and I'm not sure exactly when, what time of day.
The 4th of July itself is on a Tuesday.
Yes, that's correct. So I'm not sure what day any of that takes place over
before
there.
Before that or after that?
I think it's before that.
That'd be so. What just coming Saturday, wouldn't it?
Yeah, this weekend. Yeah.
Or the day is Saturday.
Yeah, that'll be next Saturday. Maybe somebody who's more familiar, lives up that way, can tell us or you know exactly about the tractor pools up there. So anyway, thanks for the call. I missed a break. I got to keep going here.
Okay, so you take care now and tell Rob I said hi.
I will do that. Yes, sir. I sure will. Thanks. See you, Glenn.
Down to Tucker tomorrow, I think, supposed to be, if it don't get canceled for rain or something.
I got it. Well, we'll check it out.
Yeah.
All right, man. Thanks. Mm-hmm. See you, Glenn. Hey, you know, folks, I was at Spurrier's Tire Service this week. Brent saw to it that I got all my tire pressure sensors replaced. You know, it's a little battery operated thing. There's one in each tire, lets you know your tire pressure. That's when your tire light comes on. You know, if you get a hole in your tire, that's when the pressure light comes on. That's when the little icon on your dashboard comes on. Well, mine kept coming on. I told you a couple weeks ago I had it checked. He said you can do nothing with it, or you can replace the sensor, but you have 217,000 miles on your truck. If you're going to replace one, replace them all. I agreed. We did that. Everything's fine. So that's the kind of work they do, you know. Located at Spurrier's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 and Easton. That's where the locals get their tires and auto service work done. I don't know if you call me a local, but I live here, and that's where I get my tire and auto service work done. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires. Oh, while the tires were off, I had them check the brakes, too. So I was told my brakes were worn out, nearly metal on metal. Turns out I have 10,000 miles to go on those brakes, so I'm happy with that. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin, Yokohama, Spurrier's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any make, any model. And you know what? Spurrier's Tire Service has any tire. Got a phone call. Yes, ma'am. We do carry garden tractor tires year-round. Yes, ma'am. Yes, we have that. Sure. Just come on by. Yep. For any machine in your backyard to your barnyard, from garden tractors to farm tractors to lawnmowers and wheelbarrows. Twice I was in there this week. There were tractor trailers in the lot getting tires done. Tire repair, full service automotive repair, including checking, diagnosing, and repairing your vehicle when that check engine or any other light comes on in your dashboard. 24-hour truck service and more have kept Spurrier's customers, including me, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by, no appointment needed for tires. Call Spurrier's Tire Service in Easton, 410-822-7384. Visit their website, spurrierstire.com, 410-822-7384. Spurrier's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range, is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get about all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones, and mighty fine for skipping stones. You feel fresh as a lemonade sitting in the shade.
All right, Andy, let's talk to Andy. Good morning, Andy. How are you this morning?
Good morning.
What's going on?
Okay. I am going to be traveling out in a week or two to the Western Maryland, West Virginia border, I think it is. The Jennings Randolph Lake.
Yes, sir.
And I wanted to see what your recommendations were for either that the reservoir itself and or the major streams that feed it. I guess the major source of the water is the Potomac, huh?
Are you targeting anything in particular?
Solely, but I do a lot of fishing for smallmouth bass and maybe some beefy rock bass.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Well, here's where I'm going to go with that out in that area, okay? And if you fish the main lake, there's some good walleye fishing in there as well as some tremendous tiger muskies, so I believe. So what I would do would be get together a collection of minnow imitating baits.
Okay.
Do you know what a swim bait is?
Well, I made use of a lot of floating rapella, about 2.5-inch rapellas.
So you have just hit on one of my favorite lures for smallmouth bass, a number 9 gold rapella. if you find a quiet spot in an eddy or something like that, you throw that thing in there, let it float a little bit, pop it like it's a dead fish or a dying fish on the surface, and just wait. Because you do that a few times, those fish get interested, and the smallmouth bass will just smash that lure. That's one of my favorite ways to fish a river fish, is with a floating Rapala and a number nine size, because it's not overwhelming. Now, if you want to go a little bigger, you know, you go to the bigger sizes as well, silver and gold, floating Rapalas. But the key is your rod action. You know, you don't just throw it out and reel it in. You throw it out, you leave it float, 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 pop, pop, then reel, then pop it back up, let it pop up, pop it on the surface, reel a few feet, let it come back up. You're trying to imitate an injured minnow.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you following this in your mind, what I'm asking you to do?
I definitely am, and you know, this goes right in with what you're saying. In that, I've found just by experience that when you throw the Rapala out, generally, if you're going to get a fish, it's within less than 5 seconds.
Now, sometimes you got to tease them a little bit, but you're absolutely right. You throw it out there, you let it twitch on the, you twitch it on the surface, pop it on the surface, and they're coming up to kill it, which is.
Yeah.
Now, here's another tip for you. Get some small crankbaits. Chartreuse or crawfish color crankbaits. If they're not working on the surface, throw out a shallow running crankbait, because you don't want to get down in the rocks. I mean, you can get down in the rocks and bounce it off the rocks, but throw out a shallow running crankbait and erratically reel. Reel it a few feet, let it rise a few feet, and then reel it again. It's all about the imitation of the bait fish. You know, bait fish just doesn't swim in a straight line. And a lot of people will just throw and reel and throw and reel, but you gotta give it a little finesse. You gotta give it a little action, okay?
Okay.
So something that looks like a crawfish. Okay.
Oh.
You know, and it can be a 3-inch, you know, bait. If you like, but I like the smaller, shallow-running crankbaits for smallmouth bass.
Okay, yeah.
Now, if you don't know how to tie a loop knot or a Rapala knot, tie just a snap on the end of your line so that lure has some freedom of action. I wouldn't tie it directly.
Unless you know
how to tie a Rapala knot.
Well, I usually run the line through the little loop and then spin it about 6 or 7 times and then, you know, loop it out through there.
Yeah, you're using a clinch knot, okay?
Oh, okay.
You're using a clinch knot, which is fine. A Palomar knot is fine. Great knots, no question. Trilene knot, any of that is good. But if you can go online, learn how to tie a Rapala knot or a loop knot. Okay, real simple. It's a real simple knot to tie. Okay, but what that does is it doesn't tie your line directly to the eye of your lure. You have a small loop that allows that lure to have more freedom.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if you don't know how to do that, then tie just a small snap, not a snap swivel, a snap. Without the swivel part, onto the end of your line so you can change your lures easily.
Oh, uh-huh.
Got it?
Yeah. My
right.
son likes
hey, buddy.
To do that.
Yep. We got to go.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah. And
let me know how you make out. There we go. All right. Yep, we'll do that. All right. Are we done for the hour, Aaron? Oh, you want me to talk about... Backyard Billies. Well, I'll be more than glad to talk about Backyard Billies. I always like to talk about Backyard Billies, and I won't take a lot of time. If you need something to heat your house, Backyard Billies has gas fireplace inserts, freestanding gas stoves. The same company, which is Enviro, has pellet inserts, pellet freestanding stoves. There's another company that makes a Regency freestanding wood stove and a Regency wood fireplace insert. If you need a barbecue grill, you need to replace that old grill out there that's rusting off your deck, you need to go and check out Backyard Billy's, because they've got Traeger, They've got Memphis. They've got Big Green Egg. They've got Kamado Joe. All charcoal or pellet grills. No gas grills there at all because Bill doesn't believe that food tastes good when you cook it on a Bunsen burner. That's what he says. Anyway, for your heat source, for your grilling source, Backyard Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, Graysonville, BackyardBilly's.com, Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. How was that, Aaron? Good, good. Do we have much time left at all? Oh, go for it, man.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tool. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Catonsville Linex just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex in Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Well, I love talking about smallmouth bass fishing. I didn't mean to, and I hope you didn't think I was being rude to Andy, but we had to make a little bread for the store. So appreciate your indulgence today, folks. Listen, get out. Stay out, enjoy your day, love your family, hug your kids. We'll see you next hour.